Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Improve your golf score by enhancing your lag putting with Bob Lobby's book, Putting by the Numbers. Now, this quantitative method is designed for all golfers from recreational to professional and can help reduce scores by 4 to 5 strokes per round. The approach is based on simplified physics and engineering principles, requiring only basic arithmetic skills. No new equipment or changes to your putting stroke are necessary. Just practice to develop your unique power factor on the green. Bob earned his bachelor's degree in engineering from Georgia Institute of Technology in 1968, began studying for his master's in engineering and business. In 1972, he embarked on his career in air pollution control, engineering, manufacturing, and installing industrial systems throughout North America and other parts of the world. He became a founding member of the first of 3 air pollution control companies he led over 49 years. Conducting business, he often meant playing golf with salesmen. As he played more, he realized that becoming a good golfer depended on putting. Putting by the numbers is the result. The method of lag putting he developed to be able to score at a level that was both satisfying and competitive. A method that allows Bob to shave 8 to 12 strokes per round from his early playing days. And Bob Lobby, author of Putting by the Numbers, a quantitative method of lag putting, is our guest on This Week in America. Bob, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Okay, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Mentioned help yourself and lower your golf scores. I have people's attention right away. Let's talk about Putting by the Numbers. What inspired you to write this book? Where did this idea come from? And how long did it take you to put this together?
Well, what inspired me to write this book is after 6 years of practicing this method, I started this method in 1996. And I had gone to Maggie Valley School in North Carolina, the PGA school, to learn all the strokes of golf, be it from the tee box, bunkers, whatever, around the green. And I was doing really well with the rest of the game, but my long distance putting was just really not good. And it was causing me to stroke 40 to 44 strokes around, which was killing my score. I was in the mid and high 90s. And so I knew I had to come up with a solution to this problem. And I got to reading Edward Stimson invented the stimp meter in 1935 at the U.S. Open Oakmont. And they use the stimp meter today to determine the speed of greens. And they do that on the PGA Tour and all other tourists throughout the world. And I thought, well, gosh, that's great to know the speed of the green, but they get put relative numbers on it from as high as 12 or 13, as low as 4, but it's all relative. And yet it was a good idea because the stimp meter is nothing more than a groove tube with a notch in it that you lift the golf, put the golf ball in the notch and you lift it up off the green and it rolls down the notch and travels the distance on the green. They do 3 balls. And they take the average of the 3 balls, and that's the speed of the green for the day.
Okay.
Well, that's what caused me to get into the idea of how can I design and develop a quantitative method of putting. And so what inspired me to write the book was in 2002, while playing at the R.T. Jones Golf Trail, Mike Beck watched me make a 93-foot putt. And he said... I said, "Wow, Mike, that was just luck." He said, no, I watched you. You walked that thing off, that ball just went in the hole like it was supposed to, and I can't do that, but you can. You need to write a book." That's what inspired me.
And the result is the book, Putting by the Numbers, a quantitative method of lag putting. Bob Lobby is the founder of this principle. He's the author of the book. Lobby is L-A-B-B-E. His website, the name of the book, puttingbythenumbers.com. Link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go directly to information and being able to understand the concept, order the book there as well. Can you explain the core principles behind the lag putting method? For a lot of people, probably the first time they've heard that concept. What are the core principles behind this?
Well, it's a force friction method of putting, okay? And it's based on engineering mechanics and physics. You know, if I roll a ball on a concrete surface, there's no friction. If I roll a ball on the green surface, a putting green surface, there's a lot more friction. And as I increase the level of roughness of the surface, I increase the friction, which causes the ball to travel shorter distances as I roll it on more coarse surfaces. So I thought to myself, well, if I could quantify and find out if this method is linear, then I have something that I can use anywhere in the world on any golf course in the world. So I started this in 1996, and I had pretty well thought I perfected the method by 2002, but I kept doing it over and over and re-putting. My wife, I play a lot of golf with my wife, and she put up with me making extra putts, okay? Which was very so, because then I found out that this method was linear. And when I say that, I mean the ball travels the same distance if hit on the same putting surface with the putter force. And that's where I learned that everybody has an individual power factor, an IPF, which I call it. That's a name I gave it. And, you know, you go on a golf green and some people have a short putt, you baby it, you have a long putt, you muscle up on it. When you develop your IPF, that's your natural putting swing force that you never change. Regardless if you have a 100-foot putt or a 10-foot putt, you practice your natural IPF. And that's how you get to develop the putting by the numbers method.
You know, what's really interesting is we're getting sort of the background, the core principles. You don't need to do that. All that work has been done for you by Bob. He points it all out in the book. You pick up the book, you read it, and you'll start seeing results. The book is Putting by the Numbers, a Quantitative Method of Lag Putting. I mentioned your background because I'm thinking that's so important to how you came about this principle and perfecting the principle. How do you believe the background in physics, engineering, influence your approach to golf and this concept?
Well, you know, friction and force is a phenomena that you study a lot in engineering mechanics and physics. And of course, I was a very good physics student and I loved engineering mechanics, spent my whole lifetime in the air pollution control field where we did a lot of engineering mechanic type work and physics type work. So the education I got at Georgia Tech was quite helpful to me. And yet, this method I've created, I had to simplify so that everybody could use it.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And, you know, Edward Stimson, who developed the stimp meter, he gave me the relative insight to think about force and friction. And then I went back and started determining whether you could make this a linear phenomena or not. And so the background at Georgia Tech and the experiences through my air pollution control career allowed me to develop this method that really truly works. And anybody, regardless of whether you're recreational, an amateur, or a professional golfer, can save strokes in the game of golf by adopting this method. It's not necessarily for everybody. 10% of the people out there playing golf have that ability to have the feel and touch to be able to judge. I didn't have that ability. But for those people who do not, 90% of the people who play golf do not have that feel and touch ability, this book is for you.
And it's laid out so well, very easy to follow. There's a video with it. All of this is extremely helpful. Information on the website, puttingbythenumbers.com. You can buy the book wherever books are sold. And all those links, of course, on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest is the author, Bob Labbe. That's L-A-B-B-E. What specific challenges do golfers face with lag putting that you talked about, and how does your method address these challenges?
Well, you know, most people who play golf don't play frequently, maybe once, twice, three times a week. The touring pros, they play 5 days a week, and they have that feel and touch ability, and they're, plus the fact that they're great athletes. The challenge is for golfers that play once in a while or once a week or twice a week is that they don't ever have the ability to develop the feel and touch method of a pro unless they're just natural athletes. So I had to design a method that everybody could use. All you got to do is be able to do a little arithmetic in your head, and you can play any golf course anywhere in the world and play it well with your lag putty. And when I say that, you know, if you're a long way from the hole, which most amateur and recreational golfers are if they get on the green, to judge how hard hit the ball is pretty difficult.
Yes.
And most people who get a lot that play golf and are amateurs or recreation usually end up getting the ball a long way from the hole. So with that said, you got to be able to judge how hard to hit that ball. And that's where the three putt is more normally occurs. So that's the real challenge is if I can get a long putt within 3 to 5 feet of the hole and make a two putt every time, I can save a lot of strokes. And that's my method. Get the ball within 3 to 5 foot of the hole, and then practice your short putting at 3 and 5 feet, and you'll two putt every green if you don't one putt.
Talk about some of the success stories, feedback from golfers who have implemented your techniques. And I'm thinking after you came out with this concept, certainly after you came out with this book, Putting by the Numbers, every time you play golf, everybody wants to be in Bob's foursome because they're going to learn something after they're playing the game. What's it like? What kind of feedback are you getting back from fellow golfers who are able to see results?
Well, I've got some great feedback. Mike Beck, who's a chemical engineer and runs a business of kale and clay blending. He's the one in 1992 on one of the Opa-locka courses at the R.T. Jones facilities. He's the one that saw me make the 93-foot putt. And he's the one that inspired me to write the book. And then I had other people along the way, John Halligan, who was my business partner for years, Tim Berrigan, one of my representatives, Doug Regula, who's a member of Portage Country Club in Akron, Ohio. He has won the senior championship at the club and the championship, and he uses my method of lag putting. He totally endorses. He was the chief anesthesiologist at Cleveland Clinic before he retired, and Doug is a scratch golfer. Mike Beck is too. I've had other people who are like Jim Klund and Gary Halls that are, they're not high handicappers, but before they used my method, they were, and they've reduced their strokes in their game 10 or 12 strokes, and they've gotten out of the 90s down into the 80s. So it has been a lot of people who I played with that have adopted my method and are playing a much better game of golf.
It's just amazing, the results, and you can read all about it at Bob's website, puttingbythenumbers.com. That's the name of the book available wherever books are sold. You'll find a lot of books out there and people that are talking about they've got a traditional approaches, I'll call it, to putting and making their golf game better, more effective. How does your method differ from the traditional approaches to putting?
Well, as I said earlier, the touring pros are natural athletes, probably skillful in not only golf but other sports,
yes.
And so they have a natural ability to be able to feel and feely touchy method. And I was watching Bryson DeChambeau putt in a course where he had a 93-foot undulating putt, and it's one of the commentators said, well, they don't teach anything how to make a putt like that. And in my book, you'll notice that I note that and say, hey, now that I've written this book, you know how to make that 93-foot putt now. And But the quantitative method of putting allows you to play any golf course in the world. And if you take 15 to 20 minutes before you play the golf course and you practice on the practice green, the fringe, the fairway, and the first cut of rough, and you see how far your ball will travel for a 3 to 6 inch backstroke through the ball, then you write those numbers down on your scorecard and you use that throughout your game to score. So every time you come to the green, you have a plan. You don't come to the green not knowing what to do. You see your ball 40 feet from the hole. You know what the friction factor is for the green. You apply the arithmetic and boom, you know how hard hit that ball. And that's what makes it so different than just either muscling up on a long putt or babying putt on a short putt, where you're going to miss it using that approach.
What resources or tools would you recommend for golfers looking to practice your lag putting techniques? They're interested after listening to this. They see a copy of the book. They're fascinated by the concept. They decide they would like to participate. What are some of the resources, tools that you would recommend so they can practice?
Yeah, well, there's not really really any expense to getting into the putting by the numbers approach to golf, quantitative lag putting. All you need is a putter, three golf balls, a 12-inch ruler, a yardstick, and a tape measure. And you'll see, if you can look at my videos free of charge on my website, puttybythenumbers.com, and you'll see an in-home practice video and an on-course practice video. And it kind of shows you exactly how I do it. And that's the value of the videos. And then if you choose to buy the book, then you can see the details of my method. So there's no special equipment to buy. There's nothing expensive like new clubs or anything like that. It's just have your putter, your golf balls, and a ruler, and then you'll be able to determine how far you remove your putter from the ball before you stroke it, and how far it'll travel. And then that determines your individual power factor. And from that, you can do it on any putting surface.
The book is Putting by the Numbers, A Quantitative Method of Lag Putting by Bob Lobby. The book received the recommended seal from Bookhaven Literary, the literary competition of 2025. You read the book, you'll understand why it's an award-winning book. You touched on the video. I mentioned that earlier as well. Talk about the video a little bit, and that really complements the written material, doesn't it? They really go hand in hand to enhance your golf game.
Yeah, that's true, Rick. I made the in-home video and the on-course video because in the winter months when it's, you know, it's cold and you can't go out and play golf, you need to be able to practice your putting so when you come out in the spring, you don't allow your putting to mess up your score. So I did the in-home video for practice during the winter months. And I show in that in-home video how I measured off. If you have a 30-foot to 35-foot indoor-outdoor carpet or something that you can determine the friction of, you can watch my video and see how to set up if you have a space in your house to be able to do that. And then I take that same approach and I go to the practice green of my country club and I show you on the video where there's a green, there's a fringe for fairway and first cut of rough. And I show you how to putt the ball, whether you're in the first cut of rough, the fairway, the fringe, or the putting green, how to evaluate a multiple friction putt. And so those two videos, plus what I tell you in the book, gives you the entire story. And the other part, if you want to send me an email at bob@puttingbythenumbers.com, I'll be happy to answer your email.
The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to the website, puttingbythenumbers.com. A link for all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What advice would you give to beginners just starting out to focus on their putting skills? What advice would you give them, and how soon before they really see results? All of us want something quickly, especially these days. What advice would you give them, and how long does it take before you really start to feel, I'm making progress?
Well, that's a very good question, and here's what I would suggest to anyone. As when I took the game up seriously in 1996, I went up to Maggie Valley, North Carolina, and took lessons for 4 days and from the head pro up there. And he taught me every stroke of the game, including the lag putting, the short putting and all. And part of the lessons was, you know, how do you set up for a putt? What's your setup? How do you set your hands? How do you set your feet, et cetera? So my first recommendation is get professional help from a PGA pro to know how to set up for your putting. Then after you do that, then you can take that one or two lessons, and then you can start implementing the putting by numbers quantitative method of putting. And here's what I recommend. If you practice 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week, be it in your home carpet or on your golf course green, and you do that for 6 weeks, you'll know at the end of the 6 weeks if this method is good for you. That's about how long it took me to realize it's a linear method. It works on any surface, and it certainly improved my score. I was hitting 40 to 44 putts around. Last year, my average putting was 30.5 putts around.
Wow.
And I'm a 7 handicap now.
That's just amazing, the results that you have had with your method, now sharing it with everyone in the book, Putting by the Numbers, a Quantitative Method of Lag Putting. Bob Labbe, L-A-B-B-E, is our guest on the program. A minute or so left. I'm really impressed with your presentation in the book. It's very understandable. You've got the companion video that goes with this. It's easy to understand. You've done all the heavy lifting with mathematics and everything. You've just got the concepts there for us to grasp and to implement. Are you working on future publications, projects possibly related to golf?
Well, every time I go out on the golf course and play around, if I come up with something, I put a blog on my website, puttingbythenumbers.com. And so I have a number. I have like 20 plus blogs on my website of things I might learn additionally to what's in my book. And I put those on the blogs for people to read. And the only other project that I'm very proud of that's outside the realm of golf is I invented a drink coaster starting in October of 2023. And my daughter and son run the business called the Ultimate Drink Coaster Company. And it's the only coaster in the world that works. It's based on engineering.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Is there a website for that? Where can we get more information on that?
Yes, it's the ultimatecoasterco.com.
And you'll check out the information there. And I'm sure the same meticulous planning and research and thoughts went into that as has gone into Bob's book, Putting by the Numbers, A Quantitative Method of Lag Putting, Bob Labbe, L-A-B-B-E. I'd like to thank Bookhaven Literary for arranging our conversation today with Bob, an aspiring author or existing author. Bookhaven Literary is your path to publishing success, providing comprehensive support every step of the way. My thanks to bookhavenliterary.com. Bob, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. So much to talk about. An amazing career you've had in and out of golf, and you're helping people shave strokes off their game and keep them off for years. So impressive. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Rick, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it, and I hope the folks that listen to your broadcast will take an opportunity to improve their game by using this method.
Well, if you get the book, if you go to the website, you're going to be impressed. You'll want to get the book and shave some strokes off of your game. The book, again, Putting by the Numbers, A Quantitative Method of Lag Putting by Bob Labbe, L-A-B-B-E. Website, very simple, puttingbythenumbers.com. All these links, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. All the links, by the way, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America. There's more right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.